The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Latest in NFL free agency. Here's what's happened today. Aaron Jones goes to the Vikings on a one-year deal. He leaves Green Bay. Josh Jacobs left the Raiders to go to the Packers. By the way, don't sleep on this. It was a good day for the Broncos yesterday in free agency, and I'm not talking about the moves they made. Austin Ekeler and Josh Jacobs both left the division.
Yeah.
Ekeler went to Washington. Jacob, that's addition by subtraction right there.
Yeah, I agree with you because the both those guys have been a thorn in the proverbial side.
Especially Jacobs.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston reportedly has signed with the Browns.
Okay.
You know what that means, Mark? Add another name to your possible Bronco veteran bridge guy, Joe Flacco.
We could go wacko.
I still have the t-shirt
for Flacco.
I still have it.
Huh? Are you wacko for Flacco?
No.
You're not?
No.
No, God, please, no.
Joe goes, you know what happens? Joe goes back to the couch, relax, hang out. And let the inevitable quarterback injuries happen.
Right.
And then somebody will call him in around Halloween or something.
Yep.
Hey, you want to come help us out? Sure. I'll get off the couch. Sure.
Right.
Do it again.
He'll be in some Halloween costume. Luigi or something from. Hello. This is Joe Flacco. Yeah, I can show up, but sure. I got a trick or treat tonight first. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Mike Gesicki, sort of a tight end. he's just kind of a tall, lanky receiver. Yep. He signs a one-year deal with the Bengals.
Okay.
Marcus Mariota, a one-year deal with Washington. So right. That immediately makes us curious as to what's going to happen here with Sam Howell.
Yeah, well, I mean, Marcus will start for 4 or 5 games, 6 games, until they feel like the rookie quarterback that they draft is ready.
Okay.
And then he'll fake an injury and complain, and he'll leave the team.
Yeah, the idea of Marcus Mariota as a veteran mentor, you want to share a little light on that?
Well, he's trying to walk away from two teams now. Tennessee, when he got benched for Tannehill. And they threatened his salary. Like, he left, and they threatened his salary, and then he came back. And then with Atlanta, remember, then his knee was bothering him. Once he got benched for Des Ridder, his knee was bothering him. He left, and then somebody saw him, took a picture of him in Vegas on a blackjack table or something. So, yeah, good luck with that.
What do you think, what do you hope happens today? Day two of free agency. They have a lot of money.
Yeah.
they have cap space, folks. They restructured the contracts of Zach Allen and Ben Powers. They freed up another $20 million. Cortland Sutton's still here. I'm starting to think Cortland's not going anywhere.
Yeah, you might be right. Even though, I mean, he quit following the Broncos. He cried when Jerry Jeudy left. But I'm okay with Cortland staying here. You?
They need good football players. Cortland Sutton's a good football player. I'm not in a hurry to get rid of good football players.
You can't count on. I'm glad they re-signed and restructured Tim Patrick, but you can't count on Tim Patrick being a difference maker, right? You've got Mims. You've got Brandon Johnson.
And now you look at. And by the way, DJ Jones hasn't been cut yet. Mm-hmm. Remember, we thought about him too. But
Bolsey's still here.
Bolsey's still here. You know,
DJ Jones
again,
is still
for
here.
All the fear mongering about how they're going to have a football team. The Broncos go into free agency today with the ninth most cap space available in the NFL, which is astounding.
By the way, they still have plenty of guys that they can choose to renegotiate with.
Oh, sure.
And get themselves more cap money, or they can just move on from and get themselves more cap money. So this is still a very fluid, like, roster construction going on right now.
Do they have a quarterback by the end of the day? We know they were interested in Sam Darnold, so we know they were certainly open to the idea of bringing in another quarterback.
Yeah, I think I just think that there are, like, the guys who are available, Mike, the guys who are available are just, like, it's not, I don't think it was plan, obviously it wasn't plan A because Darnold was plan A. So now you've got to reevaluate kind of what you think of your draft. I mean, I'm sure that they, once they lost out on the Sam Darnold talk, now you're reevaluating your board and you know, you're going down another path. So that probably will take a little bit. But yeah.
Can I quickly interject here? Because you said something last hour. You said you believe Sam Darnold is going to Minnesota with the idea he's going to be the starter. The plan is for him to be the starter all season, even if they draft a quarterback in the first round.
Correct.
Do you believe that had he chosen the Broncos, that Sean Payton was looking at Sam Darnold as being his starter for the entire season?
Absolutely.
Even if he drafted a quarterback in the first round?
Well, I think that had you gotten Sam Darnold, you would have traded out of 12 or tried to trade out of 12. If you couldn't get out of 12, then you would take the best football player available at 12. And that wouldn't have been a quarterback.
Then hold on a second then. Then here's the flaw with that logic. I get where you're going.
There is
a flaw. Hold on. If Sean liked Sam Darnold that much, that he would have started Sam Darnold and not drafted a quarterback in the first round and traded back, you don't let yourself get outbid by the Minnesota Vikings. You make an offer for Sam Darnold financially that he can't turn down.
All right.
If you want him that much.
So
we just talked about all the money they've created. Spend it.
So what if they offered him more money than Minnesota? Last year, Sam Darnold had several offers that were for more money than he took in San Francisco.
Maybe, but we had Mike Kliss on earlier today, and he made it sound like, based on his... He didn't think that the Broncos would have gone as high as the Vikings did. If anything, not that opinion, what I heard was
do you think, all things being equal, do you think that Sam Darnold chose the Vikings over the Broncos over money, or do you think it was over opportunity and who he was going to be playing?
Well, of course, if the money is equal or if the money was a little bit better with Minnesota, sure, you're always looking for a tiebreaker. And in that case, the sins, Addison, Hawkinson, and Jefferson all probably was the deciding factor. But I'm telling you, if the Broncos blew away Minnesota's offer with guaranteed money, I think Darnold picks the Broncos.
I think that there is, I think there's a limit to how much you're going to spend on a guy. But even if the Broncos offered, let's say they were offered $1 million more, and you're Sam Darnold, what would you do? Because if I'm Sam Darnold, even if the Broncos offered me $1 million more, I'd still take Minnesota.
But do you get where I'm coming from? That if Sean Payton liked Sam Darnold so much that he would sign him with the idea he'd be a starter and he would no longer be interested in drafting a quarterback in the first round, you don't let yourself get beat out by $1 million.
I think the reason I'm saying that is because I don't think any of the quarterbacks that he would want in the first round are available. And he's looking at all the rest of the quarterbacks, whether it's Penix, whether it's Bo Nix, whether it's, you know, fill in the blank, as guys that probably should, the guys are getting elevated in the first round that are really second or third round picks. So
he's got a point.
I think that's my thought process.
Coming up, did Michael Malone's Utah rant fall flat? That's next.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing, auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Nuggets take care of business last night, although a roundabout way to do so, as they fell behind by 22 before coming back in the second half. Did you find it curious at all? Is there any kind of concern? Because let's go back, shall we? The other night against Utah, they build a 78-44 lead in the first half. This is coming off the finals-style win over the Celtics. I mean, you want to talk about a classic trap game. You want to talk about a classic letdown game. Here's Utah. And instead, you come out and you jump on them and you build a 34-point lead. Yeah, it gets knocked down to 15, but everybody in the building knows they're in no danger. And yet, Michael Malone took that opportunity to rip into his team.
I'll take a win all day. I mean, an ugly win is better than a pretty loss. So I'll take the win, but I'm not going to let this slide and say this is acceptable. And, again, for me, it's like, well, he scored 142 points. That doesn't matter. We did not build the habits that we need in that second half.
Well, what does it say that after saying that to his team and saying that to the world, that they go out and fall behind by 22 to the equally bad Toronto Raptors?
Well, first off,
Is Michael Malone's message getting stale?
First off,
he's being tuned out.
I'm going to take umbrage with you saying he ripped his team. He was on, like, this is the problem with the society that we live in, that's considered ripping your team. That's telling your team the truth.
Well,
those are not the habits that we're going to win a championship with. Just letting you know, if your goal is to get to the playoffs and your goal is to, you know, maybe make it through the first round, then that's just good enough to do that. But you ain't winning a championship with that effort.
Oh, really?
I'm ripping your team.
So then why, after actually not even coming out strong and falling behind by 22, if you're all about building better habits, why did he totally deviate with his post-game message?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to been there, done that. Yeah, I mean, it's the one thing, if you've never been down 20 and come back and won, you'd be like, oh, can we really do this? There's a little bit of doubt there. For our guys, I don't think there's any doubt at all. I think we know that we're always within striking distance when we defend as well as I know we can. And then offensively, we're capable of putting up big, big numbers in a hurry.
So why the bad cop, then good cop? Because in both games, you showed...
Those are two different questions.
You showed,
so he's answering two different questions.
But in both games, you showed periods of play where you showed bad habits.
Play the soundbite where he said we didn't play... The difference was we didn't play hard for a quarter or whatever. I mean, he said that.
Well,
that sounded exactly like what he said the other night.
Well, it was couched differently.
No, do you have the part where he said we just didn't play hard?
That first half, we were awful. And, you know, I asked our players, you know, at halftime, there was no rah-rah speech. You know, I didn't break any backboard, clipboards, or anything. And the only thing that changed was, like, we finally started playing hard.
That's a much different tone than the one we heard after Utah.
No. No.
Much different.
No. Different question. You're answering different questions.
Oh,
no
God.
Real different tone. Like, you're trying to make something out of nothing.
No, what I'm trying to say is I thought he overreacted after the Utah game.
I didn't.
I've got the Nuggets' backs in all of this. I trust this team, and I also understand human nature is human nature, and I also think that this team has conclusively shown throughout the season that when they are in a game that they feel matters, then they play at an entirely different level. And once you get into the playoffs, that's the team we're going to see. Not the one that's blowing 34-point leads or not the one that's falling behind 22 to Toronto. I don't worry about that team showing up in the playoffs. I have zero concerns about that. And I just thought that Malone's reaction to the Utah, especially coming off the Celtics win and coming off the first half the way that they did, I just thought it was a little over the top. And I think his players agreed with me. They thought it was over the top.
And it was a formal
protest in the second quarter in that they said, Coach, we didn't like the way you talked to us, so we're going to fall behind 22 to Toronto, make you a little nervous, and then we're going to come back and win.
No.
Stop the
cap. No. Mm-hmm. Text line stinks right. Evans is soft. Although there is this, and I do feel a little bit of this because you and I have kind of argued on some things today. Mark, stop ripping Mike. It's like people don't like to see mommy and daddy fight. So... You know, maybe I'm too hard on you, little shaver.
Then get ready to fight again here. Because,
okay, here we go.
Mike Kliss just tweeted out, Z'd it out, X'd out. What is it?
X.
I'm going with tweet. It's Twitter. Yeah. He says, spoke with a few agents with knowledge of the QB market. Per league sources, while the Broncos did have discussions regarding Sam Darnold yesterday and monitored his market, once the asking price of $10 million was known, the Broncos never submitted an offer.
Okay.
Well, that makes my point. If Sean really coveted Sam Darnold, as you said, that if he had gotten Sam Darnold, that not only would Sam Darnold have been his starting quarterback, the guy for 2024, that Sean would have bypassed drafting a quarterback in the first round and would have traded back. If you feel that strongly about that guy, you don't bail once it gets to $10 million.
Well, not if you had planned on, hey, we're going to get him for the Baker Mayfield, $4 or $5 million, and he gets to 10, then, I mean, Mark, if you love a guy that much, you don't let a couple million dollars stop you from getting that guy.
I would agree with that. But if they put a budget on themselves and say, this is where we're going to go. Because, hey, remember now, Sean did say that he's smarter than everybody else. He did say that they feel like they've got a better, you know, finger on the pulse of this quarterback market than everybody else. So,
well, then he didn't covet Darnold as much as you.
Well, of course he
as
coveted.
You think.
No.
Because he thinks that there are other options that aren't that far off from Darnold.
Well, I mean, you can
just admit I'm right.
No, you're not right. I mean, just admit that I was right. They try to get in.
Oh, no, they like Darnold. No, I.
Okay, good.
That's fine. They like Darnold. Agreement. But they clearly didn't covet Darnold above everybody else.
I don't know. I think they coveted. Well, of course they coveted Darnold above everybody else in the free agent market. Otherwise, Winston would be here, or Brissett would be here, or, you know, fill in the blank would be here. He's the only guy that we know of so far that they went after. So, of course, they coveted him, but they coveted him at a certain price.
They liked him. They didn't love him.
But that's okay. That's fine.
Well, you got to do more than like a guy that you're willing to say, okay, that's the guy I'm going to sign on a one-year deal, and he's going to be Mike, my guy Mike, for 2024, Mike, and I'm not going to draft another quarterback because I like him so much?
Do the Minnesota Vikings like him or love him?
I think they like him.
Yes. Same thing. Because if they loved him, they'd give him a 3-year deal, wouldn't they?
I love you guys, man.
If they really loved him,
but they went to $10 million. So what? Clearly loved him more than anybody else.
So what?
They won the bidding.
So they loved him now. Now you're saying they loved him.
They liked him enough that they won the bidding. Sean didn't even like him enough. Forget about loving him. He didn't even like him enough.
To go head to head with an offer. So they set a budget of what they wanted to spend
would
on
you
him.
Would you say at the quarterback position, sorry, mommy and daddy are fighting.
Yeah.
Would you say at the quarterback position, if there's one position that you don't worry about setting a budget and nope, that's the line. We're not going to cross that line. Wouldn't you say the quarterback, especially if it's one that you, okay, really like, I would say that's the one line that you're not afraid to blow past.
Well, it depends on what your definition of blowing past is. Do you think they liked Brissett, but not at $8 million? Do you think they liked, let's face it. I think Darnold has the potential to be to be Minnesota's long-term starter. I believe he's got the potential to pull a Baker Mayfield. That's where I'm at. But, you know, one thing they probably learned in signing Russell Wilson when they didn't need to, is it's probably a stupid idea.
Text of the day right here. Jeez, Mark, I know Peyton paid you to be his consultant, but stop hanging from his yarbles, will you? Texter might be onto something right there. No,
the texter is not onto anything.
Might be onto something.
Not on to anything.
Somebody's on the Peyton payroll. What's
not
trending?
Not on to anything.
Coming up next.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with what's trending right now.
Nuggets do rally from 22 points down in the first half to come back and beat Toronto. And Bruce, good to see Bruce Brown. A lot of hugs after the game.
It was good to see Brucey.
I miss Brucey. Miss Brucey. Michael Malone on the difference in the second half.
First half, we were on our heels. Midway through the third quarter, like I said, fellas, like, we can't trade baskets when you're down by 20. You know, something's got to improve. And then we finally got defense into the game.
You know, I got to take this.
Man, was he too harsh there, Mike, for you?
Much,
I mean, are you going to be okay?
I'm worried about it.
I thought I saw a little tear well up in your eye there.
Oh, you hot snot, you. I just need to make sure, because I fear that it's becoming too routine. And it's human nature, and I worry that we're taking it for granted. Nikola Jokic, 35 points, 17 rebounds, 12 assists, 6 steals,
right,
2 blocks. Are you kidding me? I mean, we're watching historic stuff right now. And I don't ever want to take it for granted, but the guy is making the sublime, the stupendous, the unbelievable. He's making it look so routine. I worry that we take it for granted. We're never, ever, ever going to see this again. Here.
You can't take it for granted because there are certain people that don't give him the credit that he deserves. So there will always be that a proverbial chip on your shoulder if you live here in Denver when, you know, he's third in the MVP voting, according to some people on television. I love it.
On the Bill Simmons podcast, Simmons, a basketball NBA junkie, loves the Celtics, but acknowledges the differences.
U.S. democracy could die before Nikola Jokic stops being a dominant NBA player.
It's so discouraging when you've bet against it or you're rooting against it. Like today, I'm like, and I think Porzingis has been good. I thought he was actually pretty good tonight. That's about as much as you, considering they traded Marcus Smart and got Porzingis and 2 first-round picks. And then to see him today going, kind of trying to go toe-to-toe with Jokic, but Jokic just made him look silly. Mm. And Porzingis is 4 inches taller than him. He could just over and over again on one-on-one and get him and get the shot he wanted and made Porzingis smaller somehow. That was the craziest thing to me. He made Porzingis seem like he was like 6'8". He's really climbing up the ladder for me. I'm hard-pressed to think of a better offensive player I've ever seen.
Wow. That's first. Now, you're talking about a guy who literally bows at the altar of Larry Bird.
Yeah. And Bill Simmons. Right. I will say this. Porzingis may be taller than Jokic, but Porzingis looked like he weighed 160 pounds against Jokic. Like, the difference in just mass.
Yeah.
It's not even...
No, they have no answer.
Zero.
If they meet in the finals, they have zero answer. It got so bad that after the game, Jaylen Brown, who, you know, played a terrific game, but he's what, 6'8"?
He's listed as 6'6".
Okay.
But he's thick. He's 6'6", 225.
That's probably a legitimate 6'6".
Yeah.
He's like, I want a shot on Jokic. Seriously? That's what you're left to resort to is right. Jaylen Brown said he wanted it.
That's what they used to do with what's his head in you know, the guy that punches you in the face if he doesn't like you. Draymond Green.
Oh, Draymond?
Yeah.
Yeah, but even Draymond admits that Jokic is owning him right now.
Yeah, but that's how they used to try to match. They put Draymond, you know, right at the top of the key on Jokic.
Your guy Shannon got loose. He and Stephen A. were debating Russell Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Shannon was pro-Russ or anti-Russ?
Anti-Russ.
All right, here you go.
Can I give it to you like this?
Please.
He's on the market. No matter how fine a chick is, no matter how many Birkin bags of Chanel purses she has, if she's on the market, what does that tell you?
Well, what that might do,
she
might
can be a dime. She can have a mansion. She can drive a Bugatti with Rolls Royce and Cullinan. If she's on the market, what does that tell you, Stephen?
That tells me that somebody didn't want her. That don't mean I shouldn't.
That's how I change the boo. What are you talking about? Dude, it is. I mean, we don't know that. What's good for the goose might not be good for the gander.
Russell Wilson was on the market, Stephen A. What does that tell you? If he was what you believe that he is, that you hoo-hard and you want me to have on pom-poms and doing a whiz, boom, bow, like, yay, go.
Is he a significant upgrade? Is he a significant upgrade to what the Steelers had last year? Yes or no?
Hold on. Baloney is an upgrade over potted meat. I don't want either one of them, baby.
Baloney is an upgrade over, what did he say, potted meat? So baloney over Spam?
Ooh. I like Spam.
Are you frying the Spam?
Oh, yes.
Dude, fried Spam when it's just crunchy, it's thinly cut, and it's crunchy.
Hey, as anybody who was ever a struggling 20-year-old at some point, you do not dismiss the power of Spam.
Let me just tell you this right now. When it comes to...
Am I right? Rogue? Fever? You guys are of that age? Spam?
Yeah, I love Spam.
All right, there you go.
When it comes to canned meat, Spam is my canned meat of choice. And there's not even a close second.
So is Russ Spam? Like, it's not like filet mignon, but it's not bad.
No.
You can get by with Spam.
What's the worst kind of canned meat there is? Like army canned meat. Or something like that.
Have you ever had canned chicken?
Canned chicken?
Yeah, like
no
chicken of the sea chicken. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like tuna fish,
but in
canned? Yeah, I've had that. Yeah, where you make like a.
I don't think I've ever had chicken in a can.
You have never had chicken of the sea?
I don't think I've had chicken
in
the sea.
What kind of chickens live in the sea? Isn't that what, what's her head on that one show? What was it, Jessica Simpson? She thought there were sea chickens? Is that what Seahawks are made of?
Seahawks?
Seahawks, are they just chicken seas? Sea chickens? Seahawks. Is that how you get canned? Did chicken of the sea come from a can?
No, we haven't.
From a Seahawks.
We haven't gone off the rails this much because we've been on our game. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a good point. We have been on a hard game. Dialed in, people. Okay. New York, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talk about pop music. Talk about.
So. The other day at the Mountain West Women's Basketball Tournament, Utah State lost in the first round of the tournament. They lost to Boise State 85-49.
Whoa. It's a blowout.
Culminated a bad season. They finished 5-25 overall.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as is the case after every game, Kayla Ard, the Utah State women's basketball coach, went up to the podium to answer questions.
And how do you plan to rebuild for next season?
I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just coached my last game at Utah State. And I spoke with Diana, and they're going in a different direction, and I respect her decision, and I hope they get a really good coach in. I'm assuming that's going to be the last question. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All. Thank you, coach.
Yeah. That is cold-blooded. You fire her on her way to the post-game press conference.
Yeah.
You don't even allow her. I give her credit that she actually got up there. Well, yeah, I mean, that's where you don't want to fire her after a post-game press conference, but we really got to go in the recruiting trail hard, and we got to da-da-da. You just let her know. You rip off the Band-Aid. That's what the Broncos are doing right now. They've ripped off the Band-Aid.
Well, then why does she go up there? Like, okay.
She's a pro. She's a pro.
Well, she didn't take any questions. She just said she'd been fired and then walked off.
Because why are you going to answer any questions about the program you no longer coach?
Man, that's cold, man. Just, you know, can't you let her get up there and be optimistic and talk about plans for next year and we want to build on this and then you fire her?
Would have been better if she started talking and they go, oh, by the way, and the AD is standing in the back of the room with her hand raised.
Point of order.
Yes, AD, by the way, I forgot to tell you, you no longer coach here, so you can leave the podium.
Now that would be cold.
Yeah.
That would be cold. Ouch. Well, that is what is trending. Bring that to you twice a day 7:30 and 9:30. A lot to react to. We'll open up the RamosLaw.com text line to you, 303-713-1043, and give you our predictions for day two of Broncos free agency. That's next.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey, chunky, that funky monkey.
So as we get set for day two of free agency, Broncos are in good position. They restructured the contracts of Ben Powers and Zach Allen, freed up another $20 million of cap space. They have some $43 million of cap space. That includes, by the way, taking on the Russell cap hit. So they have the ninth most money to spend in free agency going into day two. But Mike Kliss brings up an interesting point. I just saw him send out this tweet. He's talking about the backup quarterback market and the money. Last year, you got Jarrett Stidham at $5 million per year. And that was considered kind of rich.
Yeah.
Remember? So, and Baker Mayfield got $4 million.
Correct.
Compare that already to free agency this year. Darnold got $10 million. Jacoby Brissett got $8 million. Jameis Winston, going to the Browns, got almost $9 million. Marcus Mariota got $6 million. And according to Mike, once the number for Darnold got near 10, the Broncos backed out. Too rich for our blood. So, when you look at some of these quarterbacks that are out there, where do they slot in terms of money? I mean, all right, just for example, Ryan Tannehill. What do you think of Ryan Tannehill is going to be able to command?
Dude, if Marcus Mariota can get six, Ryan Tannehill's worth more than that.
Is it worth at least? He's
eight.
Is he at least Brissett?
Yeah,
8 million?
At least.
Okay.
So that's that. I would assume that that would take you off of him.
Okay. And as much as I would love to see them trade for Zach Wilson, I think it makes a lot of sense. You'd be trading for his rookie contract, which would still pay $11 million next year.
By the way, our guy Mace basically put something out that said even if you traded for Sam Darnold, it cost you a draft, like maybe a fifth rounder that you gave up for, or that you got, or Sam Howell. If you traded for him, you'd probably have to give up, you know, you got to give up some draft capital, maybe a fifth or sixth rounder that you picked up in the Jerry Jeudy trade, but his cap hit is $900,000.
Exactly. I'm hoping it's Sam Howell. Sam Howell makes the most sense. If you can start connecting the dots and understand what the Broncos' budget is for a veteran quarterback, where they're willing to, where they're not willing to go, and I think we've got an idea where they're not willing to go. So if you start looking within those parameters, Sam Howell is a very, very, if he's on the market, that's a very attractive option, I think.
Yeah, I mean, from a financial standpoint, you're not talking about looks. Because he's no Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's not fine.
No, that's the most attractive option. Rogue. Jimmy Garoppolo. I know you got to, you just pretend your man's not listening right now, okay? Jimmy Garoppolo. Hot or not hot?
Or, in Mark's words, fine or not fine?
Yeah.
Not fine. What?
Oh, boy. This hurts Mark more than when you called his arms underwhelming.
Is he hot?
No.
What?
What?
You won't ever catch me slipping.
Dude, those glasses work? What are you talking about?
Wow. First, your biceps are underwhelming, and now Jimmy Garoppolo is not fine. She's striking you down to the core, man.
She is
cutting you to the core.
She's tough. Rogue is tough.
Well, this just means we got to meet her boyfriend. I got to see this guy.
I need to see this stud.
Even if my boyfriend was
missing
his arms and legs, I wouldn't say that. If his face got attacked by a meerkat, you couldn't break me.
Oh, no. That's just love.
That is true love.
That's true love right there. Okay.
Meerkat.
All right. Okay. What about Drew Locke? What do you think Drew Locke's number would be?
I think it'd be in that $4 million, $5 million range. $4 million.
So that'd be affordable.
Yeah.
Okay. If this is what the market is turning out
but
to be.
But you wouldn't spend $9 million on Jameis Winston, would you?
No. No.
Would you spend $8 million on Jacoby Brissett?
No.
What'd the Raiders spend on Gardner Minshew? He got like a 2-year, $25 million deal or something like that.
Well, you were famously quoted saying that if Gardner Minshew was quarterback in the Broncos during the, what game was it?
I think it was the Houston game.
The Houston game where you said you could have got a high schooler from Smoky Hill to play better than Russ?
Yeah.
I think you said that day that, you said Minshew would have put up 30.
40. 40. 40. I think I said 40.
I think you said 40.
I was right again about that. My gosh.
Well, if it was somebody else other than the Raiders giving Minshew that deal, then I might agree with you, but.
What?
It's kind of, I can't give you the full credit because it's the Raiders who gave Minshew the money. How much credibility do the Raiders have?
Well, they have a lot more credibility now that they got rid of Hurricane.
And they let Josh Jacobs walk.
Right. They just were not going to spend that money on Josh Jacobs.
Okay.
And they did go out.
Thank you.
They did go out and get Christian Wilkinson. Or Wilkins, or whatever his name
is. That's a good football player.
That dude's a beast.
That's a good football player.
Put him next to Mad Max.
Mason Rudolph. What do you think Mason Rudolph's number is?
Dude. Mason Rudolph. Really? Oh, yeah. That's where we are? Mason Rudolph.
Terrible.
So Santa's going to let him leave the North Pole, huh?
Here are the names. You tell me if now that you're starting to get a sense of what the Broncos' budget is. You got Sam Howell trade for Drew Locke, Mason Rudolph.
Wow.
And Jimmy Garoppolo. That's your if you're now looking at a market for the Broncos, a budget of let's say between four.
2.5 and 5.
No, I'll go a little higher than that. I think they'd be willing to go to, let's say 7. So if your budget is $7 million or less, those are the quarterbacks you're talking about.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide the Broncos tonight? Oh my gosh.
Then how the South Stands loved him. As they shouted out with glee.
Rudolph, the red nosed quarterback.
Hey.
The Broncos are now history. My goodness.
My goodness. I tell you what.
This could all be a giant plan for. Stink bad. Go get Shador Sanders. How about that?
Maybe. Maybe. Who
really?
Knows?
You're not
maybe
buying the Shador just, hype?
Like, if we don't.
You don't believe.
If we don't.
You don't believe. You don't believe in Shador.
All's
you don't believe.
Nope.
I'm not saying, Dion, that I don't believe.
Wow.
Don't
believe. No, I hear no enthusiasm whatsoever.
No, I'm saying that I don't.
Do you believe?
I believe in Sean Payton.
Johnny, get my list ready just in case. Not ready to put Sean on my list yet.
What?
I know. I've been
thinking
accused.
About it.
I am thinking about it.
Whoa.
Depending on.
You love Sean Payton.
I do.
You stand with Sean.
I do
you
stand.
You do more than stand with Sean. You snuggle with Sean. This would be.
I love you guys.
This would be a major departure.
Wow. I got to see how this whole thing plays out before I can continue to submit.
Wow. That's.
I mean, I was.
That concerns me.
I was all on board with moving on from Russ.
Mm-hmm.
100% on board on that one.
Are you prepared to come out and say, if they sign Mason Rudolph, that you would have preferred they keep Russ?
No. There's not anybody. They could sign. I mean. They could
sign the Smoky Hill High School quarterback.
Yeah,
I'd still be fine with it.
There's not one quarterback.
We got to get the Smoky Hill quarterback in here.
There's not one quarterback
some run.
That they no. would sign that would make me say, "Gosh, I wish they would have kept Russ."
By the way, you know what we just did there?
Wow! Right under the wire.
Day number two of the Russell Wilson smear campaign. I got the inevitable. I think you got it too. Tweet yesterday. What you guys did with Paxton Lynch was low rent, and now you're doing it again with Russ. It's classless. And I responded to him.
Okay.
I said, hey, first of all, have you ever heard of fun? Secondly, I said, with all the damage that Russell Wilson did here, suck it up and live with it, Russ.
Class? Classless?
It's my quarterback.
Have you not listened to us? What's the point?
Make sure you get signed up for the 5K Bracket Challenge. You could win $5,000. Sign up for our Bracket Challenge at denversports.com/hoops. Entry closes before the first game on that Thursday morning, March 21st. So you're all going to be doing it anyway. Everyone's going to fill out their brackets. Everyone's going to be talking about their brackets and how your bracket's doing or your bracket's busted, all that. You might as well try to win $5,000 in the process. So go to denversports.com/hoops to get signed up. And could the DU Pioneers be in the tournament?
March Madness, when does it end? April?
Early April, yeah.
Hmm.
Selection Sunday coming up this Sunday.
Seems suspect.
But DU Pioneers, one win away from going to the NCAA tournament. Talk about one of the most unlikely sports stories in Denver in a long time. The DU Pioneers, who just kind of plodded along throughout the Summit League season, went below 500 in conference play, but we see it all the time. I'm not a fan of it, by the way. I mean, I would love it if it happens, but I don't like the idea that you play 3 or 4 months of college basketball to determine
I hate it. The
pecking order in your conference, and right. then you take all those standings and basically throw them out for 4 days of basketball and allow a team that was well below 500 to suddenly get hot, get some breaks, and end up in the NCAA tournament. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But those are the rules. That's the system. And if the Pioneers can benefit from it tonight, and they're a heavy underdog, but if they can knock off South Dakota State, they're going to the NCAA tournament. How about that?
I like the Pio's chances, but I don't like how that works. But it's all right. Doesn't matter what I like.
Exactly. And you can listen to that game, by the way, on 104.3 HD3 and hear that game at 7 o'clock. So, all right, we got to go. Sorry. They're all staring at me.
That's because you're blowing through.
Ah, by a minute. No biggie.
Stoke loves it.
Biggie.
Stoke. Look at Josh Drew is looking at you right.
Drew's staring daggers at me. All right, we're done. Dover and Stoke coming up next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.